We're beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish, Samech Gimel, page Lamed Hei, the page following page 68. These are the halachos of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sef Aleph Yehi Zoyer Lasos Ner Yofel. One should be careful to make nice candles. V'yesh Mechavnim Lasos Shtei Psilos. Some Habadavka take two wicks. Echad Keneged Zohar V'echad Keneged Shamor. One is Keneged the Zohar, the assays of Shabbos, and one is connected to Shomer, the los assays of Shabbos. The Ramah writes, V'yecholim lahosif ulahalik shlosha or arba neros. You could add as many candles as you want. You could add three or four candles, v'cheinogo, and that is the minog. And then the Ramah says, Ha'isha she'shochecho pamachas lahadlik. A woman who forgot one time to light, madlekes kol yameh shlosha neros. If she normally used to light two and she forgets one week to light, she has to then go on and light three candles. Because when you have something that's a specific number, it connects something else. Let's say over here, you're lighting two candles, connected Zohar v'Shomer, you can add to that, as long as you don't take away. And therefore, if you have to add a candle, that is okay, even though you're trying to cover Zohar v'Shomer, because that's not a problem to add, it's only a problem to take away. There are many halachas that are included in what we just said. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see some very important notes as well. So the Mishnah Berurah begins in Sifkot and Aleph. We said in the Mechaber that a person should be careful to make a ner yofe. Hinei iker hadlokas haner hu chova mishum mitzvas oneg Shabbos. The iker lighting of candles is required because of the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. Umachmas hider mitzvah yira lasoso yofe. And the aspect of making the ner yofe, that's an aspect in hider mitzvah. V'ayin lakamo nesim in reish samach dalet sivvav. So I'd like to look at note number one and note number two. In note number one, he points out v'cholzeb b'neiros hadolkim b'mokom ha'achila. That which we say that for hidden mitzvah should be nice candles, that's all talking about neiros that are being lit in the place that you eat. Shaleya mevarachim, those are the candles that we make a bracha on. Aval shar ha'neiros shemadlikim b'bayis, but other candles that are lit in the house, kedei shelo yikashlo be'etzim v'avonim, so you shouldn't stumble over any etzim v'avonim. You don't have to be as careful that they should be yafe. This hidur mitzvah of lasosam yafe is dafka by the ones that are by the achila where you're making a bracha. If you look at note number two, he's explaining what the Mishnah Berurah means when he says, "Ayn lekamon simin reish samadalat sif vav shom kosev ashochnar shem mitzvah min amuvchor lahadik b'shem and zayis." The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch said over there, the best thing to light with for Neros Shabbos, besides Chanukah, even for Shabbos, is Shemen Zayas. So, B'tam Adavar, Kosan Mishnah Berurah Shom, the reason is, Sha'oro Shol Shemen Zen Nimshach Achari Apsila. The oil from olive oil is drawn after the wicks very well, and it makes a nice fire. U'muvur Shehidr Mitzvah Zeh, Hu B'Shalheves Shetia Yofa. And that is the Hidr Mitzvah, that what should be Yofa about the Neros? The Shalheves, the flame should be nice. And olive oil makes a very nice flame. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vaitis if katan beis yafe, you should be zayir lasos near yafe." V'isa b'shas. Everyone knows the famous Gemara: "The zocha avur zel lebonam tamidah chachamim." One who zayir b'near, one who's careful about near Shabbos, is zocha to have bonam tamidah chachamim. The Ksivah Zapasik says, "Kiner mitzvah v'torah or," and that means ayidei near mitzvah the Shabbos through the candles of the mitzvah of Shabbos, but or the Torah comes the light of Torah. Therefore, it is befitting that a woman, after she lights candles and she makes the bracha, she should daven. That she should be zocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have male children that will enlighten the world with Torah. And that is V'zakeni, the famous song, comes from that tefillah that a woman is mispalel after Hadlokas Neros to have children that will be Talmidei Chachamim. V'Hadlokas HaNer Tzorech Lios B'Kol HaChadorim Sholech Shom B'Shabbos. Like we mentioned before, there should be candles lit, or lights at least, in all the rooms that you go into on Shabbos. Al Koponim Ner Echod, at the very least, one candle. Av She'eno Ochol Shom, even if you don't eat there, Kedei Shlo Yikoshel Be'etz or Be'evin, so a person shouldn't stumble over an Eitz or an Evin. Miu HaBracha Tevarech Al HaNer She'B'Mekom HaChila. However, the bracha should be made on the candles that are lit in the place where you eat. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah in the notes, note number three, so we said it over here that you should light candles in all the rooms you can go into on Shabbos. Aval b'yom tov, says Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Yom Tov, she'ein chova lahadlik neros. There is a nechiyah to light candles in all the different rooms. B'cha'achadarim. Mishum she'eshel ha'kachas is ha'neru. L'taltalah b'makom l'makom. You're allowed to move the candles on yantav. And therefore, there's no inyan to light in every room. You can take your candle from room to room and there's no problem on yantav. That is an inyan dafka on Shabbos. Sezer shom azalman on yantav. There is no inyan b'dafka to light candles in all the rooms because you could avoid the problems by carrying the candle from room to room. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel Lasos, we said that there are those who are machaving to make two wicks, one keneged zocher, one keneged shamor. Then ma'osa mitzunsam of a person is very short on money. Nireh shetov yosher sheikne echad yofev lo shnayim gruim. Better to have one wick or one candle that's a good quality candle than to get two junkier ones. So if a person is lacking funds, better to have one good one than two bad ones. Shtei psilos of Katan Dalad. Hainu kishu dolek shemen bener. It's a funny lashon. Take two wicks. That's talking about those who light oil candles. And therefore, if you light oil, it just means adding a wick, you have another flame. V'imad lokasa ubeneros, but if you in fact light candles, osa shnei neros, then there's an inyan for zachav v'shomer to have two candles. Umutr lahadlik miner l'ner, zachav mishnevur, you can light from one Shabbos candle to another Shabbos candle. Bein imadlik shnei melyose, whether you have two or more. The emazem mishum bizu mitzvah. That's not a problem of disgracing the mitzvah. To kulam shom mitzvahim. They're all considered for the mitzvah of ner Shabbos. I will usher lahadle kesam o ner shalchol mi ner shal Shabbos. But you cannot light some kind of wood chip or a choldik candle from the candles of Shabbos mishum bizu mitzvah. That would be bizu mitzvah. Taking from a Shabbos candle and lighting a weekday candle would be bizu mitzvah. And note number 7, he points out. Yeah, we have Yontov coming up. You want to take from your Yontov candles fire to go light your oven for cooking. So he says, where he says that in fact it is mutter, because the Nerem Yontov is really there for all Tzorcha Yontov. And therefore that wouldn't be considered a Bizayon, because that's really what the candle is for. The same way the Shabbos candle is there to give off light for Shabbos, so the Yontif candle is to give off light and to be used for Yontif, and therefore to use it for Yontif need to cook would be okay. V'nogu, back to the Mishabura, v'nogu l'hachbir b'zeh afilim kavanoso k'dei l'hadlik bo ner acher shel Shabbos. And the minigus be machbir not to light a match or another weekday candle, even if your kavana is through that other candle to then light another Shabbos candle. V'ayim b'bir alocha, we're not going to do it, but one could look in the bir alocha for some more details about this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Katan, hey, we said in the Mechaber, we light two wicks or two candles. One is Keneged Zachar, one is Keneged Shamur. V'yeshe mechavnim lasos ner shel shava mishnei neros klum biachad. Some make sure to have a wax candle from two candles braided together. Something like our Havdalah candles. Zeichel u'masha amru chazal de Zachar v'shamur b'dibur echad nemru. They do that as a remembrance for that which Chazal tell us that Zohar and Shomer were set together. So therefore, the two wicks, which is one connected Zohar, one connected Shomer, they twist them together to mekayim that idea of Zohar and Shomer b'di rechon nemru, u'minag hogunhu, and that is an appropriate minhag. Aval osan ha'anoshim shemedabkim osan b'shas hadloka smuchim zelazeh. But those who put the candles right up against each other, b'shas hadloka, they're adjacent, they're mamish touching each other. Shaloka din osim, they're in fact doing the wrong thing. Kilabasof mischamimos zo mezo, because they're going to heat each other up. V'notef hashava al yedei zeh, and it's going to cause the wax to melt. V'gam nechbolos v'noflos are also going to fall over, bend over, and they're going to fall down. And therefore, there isn't any need to twist the two candles together and make a double wick candle, even though I don't think our minhag is to do it that way. But that is a minhag hagun, but to put the candles right next to each other where they're going to melt each other, that is not a good idea. Osur lahadlik neiro shel Shabbos mishava haba mibeis tiflosam shel enam yehudim. It is osur to light neiros of Shabbos from wax that comes from a base tifla of the other kachavim, afilu b'ofen shemutter lehedyot. Even if it's a way that this wax is really mutter for a regular person, kigon shebitlo ha'eno yehudi. Like for example, the goy was mavatala from being avodah zarah, in which case a regular person can use those candles. Afilu hachi osur lemitzvah mishum demois. But still, when it comes to a mitzvah, already that's disgusting. A mitzvah should be kept on a higher madrega, and therefore it should not be used. Va'ayim et prima gadam shekasa. The prima gadam writes. Dim ein lo ner acher ki im ze deshari. If all you have is that kind of candle that came from a base of a rezara, that the guy was mevatel it, so then it's permissible to use it. Umikom akom lo yivarach al ze, but you should not make a bracha on such a candle. Vayin lo el simen kuf nun dalud sif yudalaf ubevashik asav nusham. Sifkaton vave goes on the Ramah. The Ramah said that you can add, you can make three or four candles. Zakta mishabura, the last line on Lamed Hey, as we turn on to page 70. V'yesh nohogim lahadlik shiva neiros. There are those who have a custom to light seven candles. Keneged shiva shiva shavua, keneged the 7 days of the week. V'yesh asara, some of them are to light 10. Keneged aseres hadibros. Keneged aseres hadibros. V'ein srichim lios kulam al shulchim. They don't have to be right there on the tray, on the table, but some of them are to light 7 or 10 candles. Now if you look at note number 11, the first note across from page 70, it says, V'im chalukim ha-baal v'ha-isha b'minhageyem b'inyan misvar ha-neros. A man and a woman get married, and they have different customs in terms of how many candles you light. One lights 10, k'neged the aseres hadibros. One lights 7, k'neged the days of the week. So Rav Ozner writes, Sha'af al-pi she'ein ha-ishi yicholo l'chayves ha-baal l'hotzi mamon ha-neros nosafim k'fi minhaga. If the woman has a minute to light 10, she can't force her husband to spend the extra money to light 10. She doesn't have that right. On the other hand, the husband can't hold her back from using her own money to keep her custom to light the 10 candles. So she can't force him to pay for it, but he can't force her not to do it. But the best line is the line that comes right now. The host of Rav Ozner adds on, as we know. And we'll see further, since the candles of Shabbos are really there for Shalom Bayis to keep the peace in the house, it would be very nice of the husband to spend a few extra pennies to let his wife keep her minog from his pocket. That's also keeping the peace.
What is usually found in the husband's
minog? Right, that's a very good point. I was thinking that as well. Ezra's pointing out that usually we follow the minog of the man, but I guess Hadlagas Neiros, as we'll see, that's really a mitzvah that was placed on the woman, so we give her priority in that. But again, he's not mechuyev to do it, but he shouldn't stop her. And certainly Shalom Bayistik, he should pay for it also. And here we have a very important thing in the end of note number 11, and this is what we're all familiar with, even though the Mishabura brings down the 7 and the 10, we're familiar with this custom. We're all familiar with probably what everyone does, that as you have an additional child, you add a candle. So the Likutei Maarich says, Shekevan Shehamarbe B'neiro Zoche Lebonim Tavidei Chacham, like we said before, one who's careful in their Shabbos, he's zochel lebanon tabidei chachamim. So therefore, if you're marbe b'neiros, you're zochel lebanon tabidei chachamim, like the Gemara says, lekach musifim ner. Therefore, they evolved the minhag to add a candle for each child, kedei sheyizku abanim lios tabidei chachamim. You want to add more candles, the Gemara doesn't say what aspect of the neiros, it just says azohi b'ner, it doesn't say what aspect of the neiros. So he said before it should be a ner yafeh. Now he's saying the minhag evolved to add candles to try to chaperai and more, a ribui mitzvah, more candles to help more children become talmidei chachamim. But that's the reason for our minog that we do. Continues the Mishabura in Sifkatan Zayin. So we said that if a woman, famous halacha, if a woman forgot to light one time, so if she normally lit two candles like we've been discussing over here in the Mechaber, so then she should add a candle and light three candles. Says the Mishabura, Mari b'shehoisa regila b'shnayim. The Ramah's talking about a case, like we just mentioned, that she was originally lighting two candles. And if she forgot one time, now she has to light three. V'mhoisa regila midchila b'shlosha. If she normally lit three, tzricha lahadakoy me'a arba. Then she has to go the rest of her life and light four candles. V'im shokacha kama pa'amim. If a woman unfortunately forgot a few times, tzricha lahosa b'chol pam od ner echad yoser. So she has to keep adding candles. She might want to change her minhag to be connected to aseres hadibros if it gets to, if she has three kids and she's holding by 10. So she might want to change her minhag for aseres hadibros. V'chol mishum knas. All this that we add a candle each time that a woman forgets, that is because of a knas, a fine that is placed on her. Kadei shetei zihira b'kavet Shabbos. So she should be careful about kavet Shabbos. Therefore, since the whole purpose is a knas, she did the wrong thing, she shouldn't have forgotten. Therefore, if she was an ones, it wasn't her fault, and she didn't like, she was in the jail, because there was some other kind of ones that she was unable to light, and it wasn't her fault. She does not have to add on an extra candle. Chassid El Yerabi writes, a woman who's very poor, she can't afford to add a candle, so it's good enough for her to add a little more oil. If she lights candles, she should light a longer candle. Although I think longer candles might cost more than adding a candle. Because I think longer candles are probably more expensive. But the idea is that whatever she could do to add on for a knas would be okay if she can't afford to add a candle, or she can't afford, she could either add oil or make a longer candle. Let's see one more Mishabura, then we'll see an interesting note. Dover HaMechuvan, this is the last point that Ramos said, which the Mishabura is just clarifying what he meant, because the Mishabura says if a woman forgets one time to light, so now she has to light an extra candle. Ki yecholen lahosef al dover hamechuvan neged dover acher. Because even though you're lighting normally two, can I get zachav v'shamor, so why are you adding more? So the Rama, it's not a problem to add from something that's mechuvan, can I get something? The fact that you have two candles, can I get zachav v'shamor, now you can have a third, that's not a problem. Taking away would be a problem, adding would not be a problem. The Mishabura just clarifies that. And Sefkat Nuches, what's alone, it means to say, Sheshtei Neiros Humuchuvin Keneged Zachar V'Shomer, the two candles were Keneged Zachar V'Shomer, and therefore you might have thought it's a problem to add a third one, says the Ramah, it's not a problem to add, it would only be a problem to take away. Now let's see note number 13. The Af Misha Haisa B'Shas Hadlokas HaNeiros B'Beis HaReha. This, as we'll see as we read on in the note, is a very specific case. A woman who was who lives near her parents, and mishas adloka, she was by her parents' house. The imo hidlika neiros, her mother lit candles. He atzma shochacha lasuskein, she forgot to light. Afapi shechayeves hoisa lahadlik neiros, even though she was mechuyev to light. Mishum shasida hoisa lachzor lebeisa baosa laila, as she lived down the block, and therefore she should have lit candles. She wasn't just a guest there for Shabbos, in which case there's maybe room to rely on the Baal Abayis or the Baal Asabayis. Here she was really mechuyev to light. She's going home to her house and she didn't light. So Rav Moshe writes, Shechayeves mi'ata lahadlik ner nosof kol Shabbos. Then she's required to add a candle every week. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Vosner writes, he's tzidet, at least he has a tzad to say, Sheba'ofen zel lo kansua chachavim. In such a scenario, they never placed the knas on her. Kevan she'ein tzerchei bayezem mutalam aleha. I guess since she's here, she's eating the suda here, they did not place the tzarche of the bias. The tzarche bias are not mutal on her over here, and therefore there would be no knas in that case. Another interesting shiloh right here, continuing with note 13. The ish chayiv lahadlik es haner. In a case where a man is chayiv to the hadlaka, and that's obviously a case where he doesn't have a wife, or he's by himself, his wife's away. We'll see in the next year that if his wife gave birth, so the man's chayiv to light the candles. The shochach lasos candle. The man forgot. Rav Vosner says she'eno chayiv lahadlik ner nosaf. Interesting. A man would not have to add a candle. Shelo nemar. Well, even before what he says over here, it would be a little bit strange if a woman gave birth and the husband was to light, he forgot, and he ate a knas. So the poor woman will have to add a candle the rest of her life because her husband forgot, because usually the woman lights candles. But let's say it's a man who's living on his own and he doesn't have a wife at all. So then, even then, he's not chayav to add an extra candle. Shelo nemar knas ze elo b'isha. This knas was only instituted by a woman. Mishum shaleh mutalin tzarche habayis. Because upon her is incumbent all the needs of the house. V'chein das agonu chay. Can I ask you that it only applies to a woman? It does not apply to a man. Truth is, it sounds from that reason that it's a man that's married, because then it's not mutal on him, but if it's a man who lives by himself, so who's a mutal on? So I'm not sure. But l'maisa, they say that by a man, the knas does not apply. Again, what everyone's wondering, we're coming to Yontif. So a woman who forgets to light candles for Yontif, and he writes over there, they bring down in the notes, that a woman who forgets to light candles for Yontif is potter. And the reason is because they never instituted a knas on Yontif. Why? Because it's not shchiach that a woman will forget to light candles on Yontif. Because she can light it throughout the whole Suda. You can light the candles, you can get another fire and light the candles on Yontif. And therefore, it's not shchiach, and therefore they didn't make the knas. I would think to say that that same svar should apply to a man. They never made the knas on a man because it's not shchiach for a man to light. In general, women light, and therefore it's not shchiach. They only made the knas in a case that's possibly shchiach, which is Shabbos. You're very pressed for time. If you forget by a certain time, you're done. But Yontif, you have much more time and it's much more chilled out, and therefore they didn't apply the knas. So maybe I was just thinking that we could apply the same thing by men also, that they didn't make the knas for the men, because it's not shchiach for a man to light. Let's just see one small bir halacha and one more note over here on page 70. Second line. A woman who forgot to light one time has to add a candle. I am beprimigodim dehu adinim lo shachacha legamri. Zot beprimigodim, the same din would apply if she didn't forget totally to light. Rak shechisra ner echar mimai shahisa regila mitchila. She just left out one candle. She normally lights six candles. She has a husband and four children, and she has a minhag to light six candles, and she only lit five for some reason. It says she missed one. It doesn't say she forgot. I don't know, maybe she didn't have a candle. I guess she, something that she was negligent about, that she, if she didn't have a candle, she was an ones, I guess, but she somehow forgot one of the candles. So the Prima Gadim writes that she'd have to add a candle as well. But Zalta Chavetz Chaim Vlonahir, that's not clear to me, that doesn't make sense. The Kozahu Rak Minog, this whole idea of the Knas, of adding an extra candle, is only a Minog. Why should we add to this? Why should we add to the Knas? It's only a Minog anyway. So where it was said, so keep it where it was said. She forgot the light. Why are you adding on? She didn't light one of the candles. So the Chavetz Chaim is not maskim to this additional Knas that the Prima Gadim mentions. Let's look at note 18, which is a very, very important note. Ubizmanenu, nowadays, isha sheshachacha lahadlik es neros ha-shabbos. A woman forgot to light Shabbos candles. V'ora chashmal hoyadolik. And like every house, she had electricity on in her house. So Ravazna writes, shechoshev hadover kishichacha gemura. That doesn't help you. It's considered as if she forgot. Sherei afke shedolik ha-chashmal chovod lahadlik es aner. Because even when the electricity is lit, it's still a chiv of adakas neros. And therefore, she didn't light the candles. She didn't light the candles. Just because there happens to be light in the house does not help her. She would have to add a candle. Sheim lo kein. Because if we don't say that, Eich mevorchna ad lokas aner b'shor sheyesh t'ura chashmal. If so, how do you make a bracha on candles when there's electric lights over there? You shouldn't be allowed to make a bracha. The fact that we are knowing to make a bracha, even though there are electric lights, shows that the electric lights don't take care of the job. You have to light candles anyway. And the Mela, she forgot, she has to add a candle. Ulefika nechshav adover kibitul mitzvah. And therefore, it's considered that she was mevatel mitzvah v'tzrichal hosef ner me'osva yom v'hala. And she has to add a candle from that day onwards. V'im ora chashmal hudlok b'beis ol kavod haShabbos. But if the lights of electricity were lit in her house for the honor of Shabbos, so in this in Kirelet says, She'enu b'chal ha-knas, that she's not part of the knas. So if it's like special lights that are put on the covered Shabbos, so it sounds like then you won't have to add a candle. But just now there happen to be electric lights on that are always on the whole day Friday. It's not special for Shabbos. So then, again, if you want to put Rav Ozner and Rav Nissen Kirelet, it's not arguing. If you want to get them to say the same thing so you can work it out, that one is candles that just happen to be on that are normally on, and one that's candles that were put on, especially for Shabbos, you have a special lamp that you put on for Shabbos in your room. So in that case, that would take away the knas. V'im shachacha lahadlik asaner, aval hif'ila es sha'on ha-shabbos, she'yadlik es te'uras ha-chashmal la'achar mikein l'kovet Shabbos. If she forgot to light candles, but she set the Shabbos clock, that the electric light should go on later on l'kovet Shabbos, similar to the idea of lighting the candles before Shabbos, putting on the electric lights, the covered Shabbos. So Yosef says in that case, she'ein l'konsa, we would not place a knas on her. Kevan she'echina es kiyum mitzvah adlokas aner. Since Lamaisa, she did prepare the kiyum of the mitzvah adlokas aner, she made sure to have special lights going on for Shabbos. She said it, that also would take away from the knas. These are very important halachas to know. Sometimes it does happen, and women in general are not very excited about adding a candle. They feel like it's a busha, it's a very hard thing for them to grapple with. So anytime you can find some kind of kula, it helps them. So here are some kulas that we see over here. First of all, the Mishabura to tell us not to bother with the chumrah of the Prima Gadim. And also all these cases that she turned on another light or there was something else that you could be told that she was Mekayim, her covered Shabbos, Lagabe Neiros, that also would take the place in case she forgot to light the candles, that she wouldn't have to add a candle. We'll stop here and we'll continue Emirat Hashem next time.